As we continue through the season of Epiphany this year, excuse me, we take up in the Gospel today more of what's known as Matthew's Sermon on the Mount. If you recall, we began the Sermon on the Mount last week with the Beatitudes. And you might as well settle in, because for the rest of Epiphany, except for the last Sunday, you're going to continue to hear the Sermon on the Mount. This piece of Matthew's Gospel is the centerpiece, in which Jesus takes his followers and the people up to the mountain, and he explains to them the reality of the kingdom of God. This whole sermon is an exposition on God's kingdom coming into the world. And so today we see a glimpse of that, of his understanding. And for some of us, it's a very comforting set of words, because if you read it carefully, you discover Jesus is a traditionalist. For some of us, that's very important. He says, not one stroke of the law will pass away because of the coming of the kingdom. Not one jot, not one tittle. It will all be there, the tradition. You all remember Tevye and tradition. But remember, when Tevye has to explain tradition, what does he say? He says it's the way we all know our place. And so Jesus, in this section, talks about the fulfillment of the law. By the way, I don't like this translation. They use the word accomplished. And while you could sort of make that mean that, the text really says to be filled full. That the law will be filled full by the coming of the kingdom. So for those of us who are traditionalists, we have to be a little bit careful not to equate traditionalism with a lack of change. Jesus is coming into the world, demonstrated that with God, there's always more that God can give. That what we see, luckily, is not always what we get. And what we think we are is not the way God sees us. In the beginning of this passage, Jesus is talking to those who are not the religious people of Judaism. They're not Pharisees, they're not scribes, they're not Sadducees. And at the end of the gospel today, we hear what Jesus thinks about the religious people, don't we? He says, if you're going to be like the Pharisees and the scribes, you've got a problem. You have a long way to go. But it's more than just meeting the obligations of the rules. And he changes the status of all of those people who think they're not religious. He elevates them to a new level of being in God's kingdom. He says to them, you, all of you people who don't think you're very religious, are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. You are no longer the bottom of society, but you are those who set the way. So what does it mean to be the light of the world? What does it mean to be the salt of the earth? Because that's the call of the Christian life, is to live into the kingdom. To live into the elevated status that God has given us by virtue of his Son Jesus living in our midst. Light's a very interesting thing. Those of us who live in cities in the modern world have pretty much lost our sense of what real darkness is like. Too much ambient light. We don't ever really stand in the dark. But one thing we do know is that it only takes a small amount of light to overcome darkness. If you want to have that experience, go stand in the closet and close the door. And take your flashlight. Or nowadays, take your cell phone. and see how little light it takes to overcome the dark. I can't help but think, and I wish I could remember the name of this character, but for those of you who remember the comic strip Al Capp, you remember the character that used to walk around with his cloud over his head all the time, and wherever he went, he sowed doom and gloom. That's what it's like to live in darkness. We live in a world where darkness is an everyday experience. We live in a world where people are anxious, where anxiety is the norm, where fear drives decisions, where chaos reigns in many parts of this world. Even as we gather this morning, there are places in this world where things are coming apart, where tradition is no longer strong enough to hold things together. It is a dark, dark moment for many people. And Jesus says to the most ordinary people that you are to become the light. That wherever you go, you are called to sow light in the midst of darkness. You are to be the light. Now, we who live in this part of the world don't experience all of that kind of chaos that's going on in Egypt and other parts of the world. And yet we have our own darkness here, do we not? The nervousness of the economy still lives every day in our lives. The difficulty in our political system lives every day in our lives. We also experience darkness of a different sort. And that's not even to mention the personal darknesses that some of us experience: loss, death, separation, pain in our lives. Jesus thinks that the remedy with that, for that, is our becoming light to one another. We are the light of the world. It only takes a little to overcome darkness in somebody else's life. Think about what it means to be someone who brings light into the world rather than darkness, who brings union rather than division, who brings hope rather than despair. That's the call of the kingdom. We're called to be a people of light, to go forth from places like this and bring light into the world of people who live in darkness. Sounds daunting, doesn't it? But we don't have to worry, because we never walk alone. The presence of Jesus lives within us. In a few minutes, we will celebrate the Eucharist together. We will come to the altar, and we will receive the body and blood of Christ into ourselves. And then we will be sent from this place to take that presence into the world. I'm sure you all remember the definition of a sacrament from the Catechism. I won't test anybody. A sacrament is an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace, instituted by Christ as the sure and certain means of that grace. But the sacraments aren't something apart from life. They are the image of life. You and I, who receive the body and blood of Christ in the sacrament, are then sent into the world to be a living sacrament to the world around us. First at coffee hour, then outside this building, wherever we go. Some of us will have a harder time this afternoon being light to Pittsburgh fans. Rob. But that's not the point, is it? The point is that the hope of this world lay in making Christ real to other people, particularly to people who live in darkness. which is a huge, huge percentage of the people who populate this community in which we live. We are those who have experienced the waters of baptism. God, in that sacrament, elevated our status. Like the people to whom Jesus preached on that mount, he elevated our status. We are, in fact, the light of the world. We are, in fact, the salt of the earth. We are, in fact, those who God sends into the world to bring all of that, his living presence, his living light, into a world so that it can be filled full. It can be what God created it to be in the very beginning. Amen.